We are in pretty good shape, yeah. And I have a feeling that much of this criticism is politically inspired. I can see where the public is pretty mad that they tried to make this same thing. They wouldn't do it. Now, please just come around. They think they're going to get some credit out of it.
Yeah. What about Jackson? Is he going to vote for it?
Well, I can't tell. Yeah. He is such an advocate of Keller, and he's so devoted to him, and all this, that I can't tell what he's going to do. It's incredible to me that a fellow of his normal common sense would vote against it. What I think our greatest danger is an effort will be made by Jackson or someone like him to propose a reservation. I just cannot believe he'd vote against it because of the public impression. You can always vote oppose a reservation. Now, I think this is the place where it's most dangerous.
A reservation needs a majority, doesn't it?
And that's the trouble. And I told my staff member to first try to find out, if he can, from other staff members if any reservations are in preparation, and also to ask the State Department if there are any kind of, not reservations perhaps, but interpretations which are in accord with their understanding that we might accept.
Yeah.
If there's several things been said about the use of nuclear weapons in war, or...
God, we've made that so clear, haven't we, in my own statement.
We've made it very clear, that's right, and I think it is clear. I was thinking of this not because I wish to propose it, but as a kind of a rearguard action to...
Would that mean we would have to renegotiate it with the Russians or get them to...
No, I don't want to. That would be maybe a reservation. There are several degrees of these things.
Yeah.
It's all interpretations or... and also, we can sometimes put something in the report without it being put on the treaty.
I see.
Or in the resolution affirming it, what they sometimes call an interpretation.
Right.
It's our understanding in approving this, for example, that nuclear weapons in warfare are not used.
Right.
And I asked the staff to get a hold of the State Department to see if there's anything of this kind that is quite unobjectionable that they could take. And then if I know about this, if there are any of these, then I could offer this as a sop to them to keep off a reservation.
Right.
I personally don't wish to propose anything. I'm just thinking of the technique of fighting off any reservations which would cripple the tree.
Right. Okay, good, fine. Well, I'll talk to Dutton over there.
Yeah, I think we ought to be ready, as far as we can, to take something of an innocuous nature that would give these boys a little space saving. You know what I mean.
Yeah, well, now, we've sent that letter, I guess, they're going to release for Sunday. That one from Gilpatrick that's going to Dick Russell on the that Jackson resolution about the four safeguards that the chief insisted on.
You've already sent that.
Yeah, well, that's supposed to be going. We sent it up. I approved it yesterday. It's going up, I guess, today or tomorrow. So that that will let them claim they got that out of us.
Good. Well, what I was thinking about is to let them feel they had done something as a result of all this criticism. But I certainly don't advise anything of any serious nature. I don't want to give them any damn thing that you don't want to. I mean, it is you can't live with.
That's right. Okay, good. Well, thank you very much, Bill.
I really think we've got the votes. I just cannot believe these fellows are so stupid as to vote against this treaty. But you know how the old amending thing of trying to gut it by amendment.
Kistiakowsky, I guess, is going to testify Monday, isn't he? He should be helpful.
I believe it's Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
New York is coming. And
well, there'd be good.
I don't much want to delay this. I don't think we gain much witnesses.
No, I agree with that.
So I'm going to try to...
I think Kistiakowsky would be good because he was Eisenhower's fellow, but that's about it.
The only thing Keller had over the others is he's such an actor. I mean, he's John L. Lewis and Billy Sunday all wrapped up.
Oh, is he a good witness?
Huh?
He's an effective witness, is he?
Well, he's an actor. I mean, dramatic and all. He's the same way old Lewis was, and it's upset particularly some of the younger members, but... Not some of the older ones. Hard for me to judge it, but I just have a feeling that we've got to vote for it, except this business of an amendment with a majority, and I don't like that. It presents some hazard, so I thought we ought to give most of our attention to that.
Right. Okay, fine.
How you feeling?
Oh, very good. Good shape.
That's good. I hear your golf is good.
Well, every now and then I hit a good one.
Well,
you know that, don't you? You've had that experience.
Yeah, it's better than mine, I expect.
Okay, good.
Well,
thanks
good
a lot.
Luck.
Bye, Ben.
Happening.
thought that Helm...
Congressman McDonald is on.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi, Mr. President.
I was sorry last night when I talked to you, I was...
I figured that you were in the...
Did you
have something very important.
Did you? How could you tell?
I could picture the sort of sad, sweet smile around your lips.
When the phone rang.
Gasping for breath a little. That husky tone. You sound like one of those people announced that...
Don't describe it.
...the temperature on the radio.
How are you? Still back there?
Yeah, well, now, they're just crazy. Some jerk asked for Gross Copy Bow of Ohio.
That's
so now we're back to... And they call a quorum instead of calling for an automatic roll call, so, I think overall, you did pretty well.
Yeah, but now I hear they're going to try to recommit it and cut it by $300 or $400 million.
Right, I'm sure I'm
there. Brutal, isn't it?
But I don't think it'll carry, Jack.
Yeah. No. But God, Halleck's a son of a bitch, I guess, isn't he?
Yeah, yesterday he certainly was. But I think he was irritated because it was his birthday and he wanted to get out.
Oh, yeah.
And Morgan or the powers that be decided to keep everybody in.
Oh, and he had a party lined up or something.
I think that's it, yeah. It was his birthday, I know.
Yeah. It's everybody's birthday once a year. Have you ever thought of that?
I've been overlooking mine, so I don't really pay that much attention.
You're heading up to York?
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, that railroad thing brings me back Sunday night again.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a great year.
Yeah, what about that?
That guy Staggers has introduced the labor thing.
Yeah.
And if the Republicans... gang up and he can take, say, Rhodes and himself and a couple of others. John Bell won't be around. That's one vote gone. He's going down to Mississippi and he isn't coming back till Tuesday.
Yeah.
So it'll be nip and tuck, but I think you're...
Well, why would the Republicans, though? What would they vote for?
Well, they just figure they want to give you a screw-in.
Yeah, but this is one of those issues, one of the very few that I don't give a goddamn, because if they screw me, they screw themselves worse.
I agree.
Because the Congress ends up with a strike.
Well, and then, Bennett, he's the ranking Republican.
Yeah.
He has already indicated when Staggers introduced it, he thought it was good. He's being redistricted, and he's up in upper state Michigan, so I don't know whether the Teamsters got to him or what.
So he might vote for it. But of course, it's, well.
Yeah.
Okay, boy.
Okay, Jack, I'll see you next week.
Righto.
Good.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, hello. Hello.
Yes, Mr. President.
Get me Fred Dutton.
Thank you, sir.
And then Secretary Wirtz, please.
Thank you, sir.
Well.
We're going to the field with the study here, and I just wondered on a number of things what you might want in. We're going to test a lot of these pairings of Goldwater and Rockefeller and Romney, and I thought maybe Nixon. What do you think about that? See where he sits.
Yeah, of course, he'll run the strongest, won't he?
I think he might.
Yeah.
I also think he'd probably be the pretty good opponent. but then what about Morrison? What do you think about him?
Yeah, he doesn't have any strength, but they put him in. You kept Romney at those same figures, didn't you? I thought you were going to change him.
Okay, be perfectly frank about it. The Newsweek fellas got hold of him, and there's nothing I can do. But I don't think he came out that strong.
No, as a matter of fact, he was submerged by the Eisenhower story.
Yeah, which I think was all right, don't you? I mean,
it doesn't reach any.
And it is a good way to show where the real strength is not.
Yeah, of course, Eisenhower's strength is rather special. Nixon would be a better test.
Nixon would, yeah.
Yeah.
If there's any Republican strength, I think it'll show through Nixon.
Yeah, that's...
Because Eisenhower's got the prisoners in the East. I have no doubt that he's very strong, and I think Nixon wouldn't be able to pull that. Eisenhower is just a personal kind of thing.
That's right. He's not a party figure because of that military background.
Now, we are going to get a full read on the the whole Negro thing. That's something Newsweek people want very strongly, and I think it's going to do a service, as a matter of fact. I don't think whites are quite as bad as people make. And
I have an impression this thing's cooled off a little, but I may be wrong.
Well, I think we'll find that out. We're also going to do a before and after on this March on Washington. I think a lot of people will say, well, you see, that's killed everything, and I'd be surprised that unless something wild takes place that they'll really have much effect one way or the other.
Yeah, yeah.
Then on the other issues, I want to get a read to see how much good the test ban has done here.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be interested in that, yeah.
Yes, and whether they've fallen at all to this idea that all of a sudden we're great pals with the Russians, right? I doubt that people will feel that. We'll have something on this, it'll break about the time the railroad strike, so there's much credit on that. There's some indication there is credit from the last one on that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the whole area of working for foreign aid, see how much that's done.
And the tax cut? Now, that tax cut vote was pretty bad before. What was your question, Lou?
Tax cut, well, now we've got three on tax cut, actually. Now, I'm coming out with something on that, Mr. President, which I think will put it in perspective. The fact is, you ask people if they're for a tax cut, and you'll get you'll get about 2-1 who are in favor of a tax cut.
Yeah,
But then you ask them, do you think that if we don't have a tax cut, or if we have a tax cut, do you think that'll help the economy of the country? And there you get about 2.5-1.
Yeah.
You then ask, though, would you rather delay the tax cut until the budget is balanced, and you get about a 50-50 split?
Yeah, but that's right. I understand that.
Well, the answer, I think, is that as long as the tax cut is justified in terms of helping the economy, it's going to go. I think what set the tax cut back were some of the people trying to...